Standing Chimney's first open day of 2024 is this Saturday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come check out our spring decor, household items, gifts, and baked goods. Go to standingchimney.com or Standing Chimney on Facebook for more information.
Hello and welcome to In the Kitchen with Mary Mac. Today we're going to give you our recipe for pasta fagioli, mainly because it's right after Easter and everyone should, possibly, might have ham left over or a ham bone. I'm going to give you this recipe in multiple ways because you don't need ham or a ham bone. You don't even need any meat to make pasta fagioli. Pasta fagioli is largely pasta and fagioli, which is beans. This recipe is one of the classic, I've talked about this in other podcasts, that classic recipes have few ingredients. And this is a recipe, I can't remember the Italian for this phrase, but it's a recipe from poverty. A lot of the best recipes that our families have brought with them when they immigrated to the United States, I mean, you have to remember, like, Europe in the early 1900s was embroiled in World War I. In the 1800s, there was various wars, disease, the potato famine. People did not have, there wasn't a lot, you know. So they used what they had to make things, and the things that they made were delicious because of the way they cooked them or the herbs and spices that they used, not because they were some fantastic cut of meat or something like that. So these recipes, and I include pasta fagioli in our classics because it takes something very simple. It takes pasta, it takes a vegetable type broth, and it takes cannellini beans, white beans, which are cannellini beans are white kidney beans. So it uses those beans, or really whatever dry beans that you had to reconstitute. It uses those things to make something that's really delicious. So a lot of this is in the process. It's in the process of making it. I am a member of an Italian food group, and people share recipes and things like that. It's really neat. And if you need a recipe, you can ask, you know. So I asked, how do you make your pasta fagioli? There were a zillion answers, and there was a lot of different ideas on it, but a lot of people were adamant that you do not put any meat in it. And then a lot of people were adamant that you do put meat in it. And then a lot of people were adamant about the types of meat that went in. So it was really interesting to see what people's traditions were regarding this recipe, because it, like I said, it's a very simple recipe. It's one that a lot of people eat during Lent because you can make it meatless. But a lot of people use like hot Italian sausage in it and make it super spicy. A lot of people put pork roast in it along with ham, and it's got a ton of meat in it, along with your pasta and your beans. There's a variety of ways to make this. So I'm going to tell you the way that my family made it, and then kind of give you a couple of twists on it also, so that you can also make it your own. So this is a recipe that can be vegetarian, it can be vegan, it can have ham and sausage in it, or just ham, or just a broth made from a ham bone without any ham in it. Lots of different ways to do it. When this recipe is written out, it'll probably say if desired all over it. So just so you know, I mean, the basics are here, the basics that everybody does, and then you can make this your own recipe. So here are our pasta fagioli ingredients. I'm going to say optional a lot of times here. So, one ham bone, optional. Ham diced about a cup, optional, or if desired. These are things that you definitely need. One large onion, chopped. Three ribs of celery, chopped. 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 pound of bulk Italian sausage, hot or sweet, optional slash if desired. 4 cups of ham broth or vegetable broth, Giarussa brand in the little container. 1 15-ounce can of diced Italian tomatoes. These sometimes have seasoning in them, like they might say basil and garlic or garlic and onion or something like that. It will say Italian style on them. 1 clove of garlic minced, 15-ounce can of tomato puree, 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, optional / if desired, salt and pepper to taste, 1 cup of ditalini rigatti, cooked to package instructions, 2 cans of cannellini beans, and I believe they're 15 or 15.5-ounce cans. I forgot to look at the cans, but they are the white kidney beans, and you need 2 cans of the cannellini beans drained and rinsed. If you've never seen them in the store, they're usually in the canned vegetable section. They'll be by like the Italian stuff. They're usually, for some reason, not with the other beans. It's like they're excluded or something. I don't know, but they're usually by themselves. That's about it. You might want to have a piece of fresh Romano cheese that you can grate on your soup. And you should also have some good crusty Italian bread so that you can have it with your soup. So here is the basic start of the recipe. If you're going to use a ham bone to make broth, what you'll need to do is in a 4 or 5 or 6 quart pot, put your ham bone, 1 onion that has been cleaned, but you can leave it whole, 1 carrot that has been cleaned, 1 celery stalk that has been cleaned, and you can cut those up in small pieces if you want to, but you do not have to. Cover those with water, and I would say you probably want to put about 2 to 3 quarts of water in here. You can also add salt and pepper, and you're going to simmer that for 2 to 3 hours. You just put a little bit of salt and pepper if you're going to salt and pepper it. If you're not, don't put any in it until later. Once you've simmered that for 2 to 3 hours, you're going to strain that through cheesecloth or through a sieve, return it to your pot, remove any good ham from the bone if desired. If not desired, you can have some ham that you've sliced or saved from your ham and cut that up into little cubes and set that aside and use that for putting in the soup. If you don't want to make ham broth or have ham in it, you can make vegetable broth, which I recommend doing because it's very good with vegetable broth. I use the Giarrusa product. It's like a powder. It comes in a little container. And you measure 1 teaspoon to 1 cup of water to make vegetable broth, and it is really good. I do not recommend using a ham broth, a purchased ham broth. They tend to taste like liquid smoke, and you don't want a smoky flavor in this. You just want that ham flavor, you know. So I would definitely recommend using the vegetable broth if you don't want to make ham broth. Now this, like I said, there's different things you can do. You don't have to do whatever. So if you want to put the bulk Italian sausage in it, you would do either hot or sweet, whatever you like, and you would break that into pieces, like 1/2-inch size pieces, you know. Saute that until it's browned. Remove it from the grease that you cooked it. You know, that if you have any grease out of it, you might not. Remove that, and you can use that same pan for the next step if you want to. So if you have sauteed the sausage and removed it and set it aside with your ham, now what you can do is chop up 1 large onion and 3 ribs of celery, and you're going to saute them in that pan that you used for the sausage. Add a little bit of olive oil so you have enough grease in there to saute, and saute them in that. If you didn't do the sausage, just put the olive oil in. And you're going to saute that celery and onion until the onion becomes translucent. You don't want to brown them or anything, but you just want to saute them until they are translucent. Once they get nice and soft, add them to your broth, which you can keep warm while you're doing this process, really, you know, in the stock pot. You add them to your broth and add the beans. So now in your stock pot, you have your onion and celery that you've sauteed, and then you're going to add your beans to that, and you're going to simmer that for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, you're going to add your 15-ounce can of diced Italian tomatoes, your 15-ounce can of tomato puree. You're going to add 1 clove of garlic that's been minced, 1/2 teaspoon of basil, If you like, you can add a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. That's completely optional. And then salt and pepper to taste. And you're going to let that cook until it comes back up to a little bit of a nice simmery boil there, you know. You don't want it boiling hard, but you just want to have it to a nice little simmering boil. Once that happens, you can add in your ham and your sausage. If you do that, stir that up and just let that cook for a little while you bring in another pot about 2 quarts of water to a boil. And you're going to add 1 cup of ditalini. I like ditalini rigatti that has the little lines on it. Some ditalini does not have lines on it.
Ditalini is the best pasta name.
I know it is. It's so fun to say.
Yeah.
It sounds like it has to mean little pasta. Yeah, and it just sounds like that's what it would mean.
Little teeny weeny pastas.
So, okay, I'll tell you what to do and then I'll tell you the funny thing about ditalini. So you're going to cook a cup of ditalini to the package instructions, drain that and add that to your soup and just stir that up and let that heat back up for about 20 minutes. But don't do it any longer, and then serve it. And you can serve that with grated Romano cheese, like freshly grated Romano cheese, and a nice crusty bread like ciabatta bread or good crusty Italian bread, and it is delicious. The thing about ditalini is it grows and grows and grows and grows in your soup. So what I recommend is if this turns out to be a big pot of broth, and there's only 2 or 3 of you, you know, just make enough ditalini for 2 or 3 people and put that much in to a small amount of the broth and then save your other broth without ditalini in it because I made the mistake of, you know, putting it in the fridge and whatever. And the next day you take it out, it's like a casserole because the ditalini has swelled up to enormous size.
It's like an Italian sci-fi film.
Right. So now what I do is I take about half of the soup. And I will put it into a container, and then whatever is left in the pot, I'll add the 1 cup of ditalini to that after I've cooked it, and then eat that. And then, you know, you can always boil more ditalini the next time you have it. It's so much better that way. So that's kind of it. If you're making this vegan, then you just do it like I said. You use the vegetable broth. You put your tomatoes and your puree and garlic and everything in it. You just don't put any meat in it and you don't top it with cheese. This is a multiple use recipe. You can make this as hot and spicy as you want to, which is sometimes wonderful on a cold day. Or you can have just ham in it and make it like a ham and bean soup with the pasta in it. So there's several different ways you can do that. And I would say try it the way that you think you would like it. If you want to try it very basic without any meat, maybe do that first. And then you might say, oh, this might be good with ham in it, or it might be good with sausage in it or something. Just do that and experience pasta visual because it is wonderful.
Make sure to check us out online on Facebook and Threads at Mary Mac Bakehouse, on Instagram at Mary Mac Bakehouse and Mary Mac Podcast, and on our website, marymacpodcast.com.
Thanks a lot for listening if you did, and if you didn't, too bad for you.